Hello, it's Sai Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I'm absolutely delighted to have been invited down to Failsworth tonight to meet Lee Hollister from the Manchester Scar Foundation again. All right, Lee, good to see you, pal.
Nice to see you too.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. It's obviously it's as busy as ever for the Scar Foundation, and you know, with you kind of doing so well this year, and obviously you've got loads on next year, I thought it'd be an ideal first subject for the new Chronicle double page spread at the beginning of January. I thought you were ideal for the job. So thanks for agreeing to chat to me and stuff and that. So let's crack on. Obviously, 2016. I have spoken to you this year. I think it was earlier this year.
Yeah.
Before you did the Big Scar Festival, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But also, Lee, you've had one or two lineup changes in the band. Yeah. Just give us a little bit of a flavour of who, perhaps who's gone and who's come in. And
okay, well, there's been three changes this year.
Yeah.
The first one was Chewy on tenor sax, who basically formed the band and ran the band with me, and he went working on cruises.
Right.
So I replaced him.
Yeah.
With a chap called Johnny, who now plays tenor sax. And then there was the young lad on guitar, who was Adam, who then left quite quickly after Chewy to pursue another career. And I replaced him with a chap called Dan, who's a good player. And then there was the bass player, Paul, left all within a month of each other.
I
replaced him with a very good player called Alex on the bass.
Okay, so obviously, you know, there were circumstances for the changes, but When was this then? Was this, I think this was kind of earlier in the year, wasn't it?
This was in July, around July time, yeah.
Okay.
Because we had a big panic on getting everybody ready and nice and tight for the Great Northern Scar Festival that was in August.
Right. But obviously that went absolutely fantastically. So just tell the listeners a little bit about the Scar Festival at Bowlers, because I think it was quite a pivotal gig in the year for you. You told me before that you know, you was umming and ahhing about you know, wondering about how that would go, but it went absolutely fantastic in the end, didn't
Well,
it?
I think with any band, when you get key players in the band leaving, and especially three of them at once, it's always kind of touch and go whether things are going to settle down as well as they have been. And I didn't want to be in a band and run the band that wasn't as good as it previously was with the members in. But the guys that came in, you know, the point was the Great Northern Scar Festival, because we was playing on there with people like, we followed Neville Staple onto stage, and we was up before the Selector. So, you know, we had to
use names, yeah.
We had to be on our game, and and if things wouldn't have gone as well as I wanted on that day, then, you know, maybe we would have been thinking a different way. But to be fair to the new guys and the guys who've been with me for ages, they were fantastic, and they were, we had a great day, you know, and the band has kicked on from there.
I was gonna say, so it was a pivotal gig in the sort of whole scheme of things in terms of Manchester Scar Foundation, and like you say, you've kicked on since then. It must have kind of re-energised you, perhaps.
Yeah, it's always difficult with a sort of like an amateur band, because, you know, you're working as well as running a band, so you've got two things running parallel, really. And then when you're doing upwards of 50 gigs a year, then, you know, that's difficult as well. But you know, people keep coming, they want to book us, and we want to play. The audience is a great night out. So
yeah, well, obviously, you know, I've seen you since Bowlers, and yeah, I mean, the crowds tell their own story, really. I mean, it's still packed everywhere, isn't it? You know,
we're very fortunate.
Yeah, good stuff. So so okay, then let's move on into the new year now. Then, and obviously, you're going to do the Scar Festival again.
That'll be August the 19th. Yeah,
great stuff. So we'll talk about that in a bit. And then you've got one or two other bits and pieces, like the Mod Fest at the Beach, which is at the Winter Gardens at Morecambe in the summer, and then Coast Town, which is at the Blackpool Winter Gardens. So
that's right. Yeah,
I think you're on with some big names there, aren't you?
The Coast Town is a lot of bands similar to us, reggae, ska, and we wanted to be involved with that, because that's to raise money for the MS Society. So, you know, we wanted to play on that. So I got in touch with the guys from the band Scarface from Blackpool who were organising that.
Right.
And they've kindly given us a slot on that. So, you know, there's no huge names on that, but there's lots of big names from sort of the amateur scene. But then the Morecambe Winter Gardens, then we're going to headline that with the Lambrettas and Secret Affair.
Wow.
So, which is good for the band, you know, and it's a great venue and hopefully it'll be a great night.
Two of my favourite bands from back in the day. Yeah. Have you played with any of them before?
No, not played with any of them before, no.
Okay, and you kind of, you enjoy, I mean, obviously you've been on at Mod Do's before, but there's sort of a succinct difference between the kind of mod and the ska scene, but...
It's weird. It's like the similar thing with, like, you've got the mods and then you've got the ska, the rude boys and the rude girls, and then you've got the Northern Soul guys, and it's kind of like a big mix in there. Mm. You know, everybody will listen to each other's stuff and dance and have a good night, but then everybody's got their own particular favourites as well.
Mm.
So, but the ska stuff and the mod stuff is just sitting nicely together, you know, and good crossover.
Yeah, have you played with Scarface before? Because there's one or two people said to me that they are like yourselves.
Yeah, they're very similar to us, and we've never really mixed anything up with them, although, you know, some people think that we're not friends, but I know most of the guys in Scarface, and they're nice guys, and we are friends.
Do you have a bit of banter between you?
Well, no, we don't. We never really cross swords. You know, they're over in Blackpool, and they play, and they come to Manchester and play, and we play some gigs in Blackpool, and it's not kind of like, what do you think you're doing? Come out of my town. It's just not like that. You know, if Scarface came to Manchester, they wanted my help, I'd help them, and I'm sure they'd help me over there. So
brilliant. Okay, so just talking about obviously spreading your wings and that. I mean, obviously you'll still be very busy in and around Oldham and Manchester. You do a lot in Buxton and Stoke and that, don't you? But do you think, I might have asked you this in previous interviews, but do you think you might spread your wings even further? I mean,
we would do.
We'd
be open to anything. Anything that was there for us, if somebody wanted us to go and play, then, you know, we would be open to go and play anywhere. Because it's nice to be wanted anywhere, so you know, and we've got the portable system and we can go anywhere and play. So we're open to anything, whether it be a pub, a private party, or a big festival. You know, the bigger the better for us.
And I'm guessing your diary is busy again, you know. Yes. I mean, roughly how many gigs do you think you might do in 2017? Like,
probably around the 50 again.
Yeah,
you know, I think there's 36 booked in up to now. So, you know, probably it'd be around about 50.
So where will the first place the listeners will be able to see you, bearing in mind this will be out on the 3rd of January?
Well, if it's out on the 3rd of January, then that Friday night after that, I think it's the 6th.
Right.
6th or the 7th, whichever is the Friday night, we're at Tara Leisure.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's a great venue, Tara Leisure, and that's going to be a free entry.
Right. So the dog's just come in there.
Dog's back.
But, good stuff. All right, excellent. So that's brilliantly. We'll kind of wrap it up, I think, there, and obviously get to see the band soon at a venue near you.
No problem.
Thanks very much, Lee.
Thank you, mate.
Cheers, pal.
Cheers.